outside the Spiegel tent. I keep saying Spiegel tent, Spiegel. But it's probably just Spiegel tent, isn't it?
I think it's Spiegel or Spiegel.
It's whatever we want it to be right now. Milton Keynes International Festival. I'm stood with Sean Mubster on Twitter. And I've used to photograph festivals, music festivals on the whole, not something quite as diversified as this, which is art and installation and music and games, and we could go on. Mm-hmm. I was interested in knowing what yourself as a jobbing photographer is using to document this festival.
Okay, well, I'm using my sort of mobile kit, so I'm carrying this all around with me, so it's not lots of bags, it's not lots of heavy things that take up my hands are free. So in terms of support, start off with that, as it's pretty mobile. It's a double Black Rapid strap, which means I can hang two DSLRs off the little clips and they hang quite neatly by my side, distributed on my shoulders, hands are free, changing lenses, doing other stuff. And then I've got a sling bag, which is a Think Tank change up, which I'm just using as a belt with a one sling underneath that strap. So it's almost like a sort of a wrap of support, which I then hang stuff off, which means all my limbs are free and I can carry two DSLRs and four lenses, two on the camera, two in the bag, or swap one of those for a flash. I'm shooting Canon kit. I'm a full frame 5D Mark II, which I use for pretty much all the wide angle stuff. So I've got a 16-35 L series for fully wide, a 35-50 2.8, and then a 7200 2.8. And then my other body is a 7D, and I use the 7200 on that, because with the crop sensor, it gives a little bit of extra reach. So I'm pretty much covered throughout the range. Also got a couple of primes with me as well, the 50mm 1.2 and the 100mm L macro, which is a really good portrait lens as well as for close-up stuff. So that's in my big armory, and I carry four lenses, two bodies.
We always carry too much, although I'm not so much nowadays. I probably purposely am carrying less than I would do normally. I've only got one lens with me on a Leica M9, but I'm doing different stuff to you. I'm kind of expected to be doing stuff primarily on a phone straight to the web, which suits me fine because my back is feeling better for it. What lens or what piece of kit could you have left at home?
Having done 3 or 4 days of this, which is fairly intensive and always on my feet, always walking around, probably could have got away without the 35-70. I'm favouring going very wide and close, get some really interesting perspectives, and that's probably the one I would have left at home. The full zoom, the 7200, my style is very much picking moments, people moments, situation moments. I need to stand off a little bit without getting in too close and making it a posed or a disrupted shot. Where I can get a nice portrait, I flick on the 100mm, which is a much sharper, better lens than the zoom. But yeah, the 35-70 is the one I could have left.
It's a heavy bit of glass as well.
They're all heavy bits of glass. Even the 50mm. The 50mm that I've got is probably getting to three times the size of your 50mm. And it's not about size or that sort of clever stuff. But that's a sweet little lens.
Carrying it around all day.
But I've been, I've pretty much had this rig on all day, every day. And yeah, come midnight, as it has been every night, general weariness creeps in. But I've got no backache, no problems, I'm not dropping lenses, I'm not bugging around. It's a very flexible system if I'm carrying this sort of stuff.
And you can still eat and drink.
Yeah, as you keep reminding me. He's eating again.
So, your flash, have you on camera, off camera?
The 7D has a pop-up flash, but we don't use pop-up flashes. If there is I'm not a flash photographer, it tends to be quite intrusive. I've got a 580 EX Mark II in the bag, and if the overall situation calls for that, if there's any element of this which is a bit more what I call pressy, a bit more, there's some people gathered, could you quick, there's a VIP group here, I'm likely to get collared, being sort of, Johnny on the spot photographer, to go, oh dear, didn't bring the flash, it looks a bit soft. So yeah, I carry one of those when necessary, but normally it's all natural light, fighting with spot metering and ISOs, trying to balance the noise out. We're getting an interesting sharp shot, but sometimes that's not hypercritical. There was a lot of dancing going on in the Spiegel tent last night to a 20s sort of jazz band from Australia. And there were some very funky types swirling and whirling, and the guy on the light too was having a bit of a laugh at me. There were colours on, off, crappy little magenta LEDs, which really screw up RAW. And so you're never going to get a crispy, sharp shot. But as long as the mix of blurs is artistic enough to be defined, but not, what a crap shot that was, then that's fine.
Because you're capturing movement when
it's
there is movement.
Occasion, it's more... I try to work in a more artistic view of what's going on. So it's honest documenting reportage. It's not posed, but it's not a literal, here, you could see it, you could take it. I try and find a little element that says more than just, boff, I was here and I've recorded it.
Starting again. Quickly tell me about support. Why no support? Tripod, monopod?
Same reason. A, I'm carrying enough already. And B... If I have a particular area, it's spotting and catching the moment. The tripod wouldn't add anything to the style of photography that I'm being asked to do.
How many gigabytes of cards?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 50 or 60 gig. So it's a number of smaller cards, just in case one goes pop bang. And then every day I'm going back and downloading them, backing them up before wiping them, so they're always in two places.
Are you using Lightroom, Aperture?
Aperture straight through. I don't use Adobe stuff. I'm not a big, for those that know me, I'm not a Photoshopist. It's a skill all in itself, cutting and pasting and dropping in skies and changing different things. You know, fair play. It's not what I do, it's not what I like, therefore I don't do it. So Aperture with a few plugins and some secret source plugins that I use to do what I need to do, but it's essentially digital darkroom rather than digital manipulation.
Excellent. And how long will it take you to get through a day shooting on the computer?
Oh, about 4 months, I should think. No, it tends to work.
It's not far from the truth, though, anything.
It's probably a one-to-one basis.
Yeah.
If I shoot for a day, that's a day's worth of editing.
Yeah.
Just because you can't stare at a screen forever, and I go through a sort of sorting type of process and a distillation, because all the final stuff that comes out is stuff that I want people to see. I'm not just going to go, there's all 4,000 pictures I took.
Yeah.
That doesn't help anybody. So it's a necessary evil, but that's the way I work.
You know, I miss it and I don't. Yes. I don't know, the high quality images you can get from this equipment, you know, they're going to be good for many, many, many years to come. And quite often, you know, when I'm doing audio like this or low resolution photos, they're still low resolution on a phone. They are, even though you can do a lot of stuff with them. I sometimes can't help but think, as we throw them out into the timeline, into platforms and applications, which may not be around in a couple of months, it is a kind of disposable, but there is a relevance in my real time and nowness that I kind of didn't even understand when I was doing what you are doing right now. But I'm respecting more the longevity of some of the stories that you can tell in the books that might come out from your content. And it's definitely, it's opened my eyes seeing kind of both sides of the digital divide as such.
So I use my phone as well. You know, I've got a few little apps on there, and people know I've got an Instagram feed and you know, Hipstamatic and muck about with that. And actually, when I'm not working, in inverted commas, and I chose to do this in an enjoyable way, so I don't see this as a chore in any way, shape or form. It's hard work, but I chose to do this, enjoyable hard work. If I go away and I'm not working commercially or being paid for it, I just carry my phone. Family holidays, I don't do the photos anymore, because otherwise it's not a holiday. So phone in the pocket, and we did a whole book on holiday last year of just stuff I did on the phone. So we got a lovely blur book of our holiday, which is a square book, all Instamatic shots, little stuff, and it's a lovely thing. Not one DSLR picture in there.
And maybe the phone has actually salvaged a lot of photographers' home lives, because the amount of photographers that never used to do anything at home because the camera was a work tool. Fantastic stuff. Well, John Richardson has kicked off again. I imagine you're going to be down the front trying to filter out magenta.
Bloody magenta LEDs. Avoid like the plague.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
No worries. Cheers, Christian.